Guthrie, G-U-T-H-R-I-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-M-S, 21851. Mr. Williams is a 73-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient has diminished appetite, severe sundowner syndrome, behavioral issue. He has lost tremendous amount of weight, noted by his waist and his belt. His weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable because of the fact that he's got end-stage Alzheimer's. He's ADL dependent, has had frequent falls. He requires help of his caretaker for any kind of movement or transfers. He's very confused. He has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. In the paragraph, he requires lorazepam, Depakote, and trazodone, along with Zoloft and Rosuvastatin, to keep him calm down, to keep him to keep his agitation at bay, especially in the evening period. Any paragraph? Let's see, 1 second. He has an MAC score of 1 second, let me get to his chart. So we're on William Guthrie, of course, and I was looking for the MAC on this gentleman, and his MAC is going to be, let's see. His MAC is at 25 centimeter, there you go. And other issues, I mean, other comorbidities also includes bipolar disorder, protein, calorie, malnutrition, mixed incontinence, and frequent falls. Patient's care was also discussed with his caretaker, Ms. M-I-Z-E-B-R-A, Ms. Zerba, period. Patient, again, has a KPS of 40%. An Alzheimer-related FASD score of 7A. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live given natural progression of his disease. Thank you.